On the show today, we have Mahalo Banking's very own Alan Augustine and Denny Howell talking about delivering the Omni experience to credit unions big and small. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have the gentleman from Mahalo Banking, Mr. Alan Augustine, and Mr. Denny Howell. How are you guys?
Hey,
doing
we're
great. How are you doing?
Thanks
doing
for having us.
Well. Doing well. Hey, I've got some. You guys are. This is exciting because you guys are just kind of getting going here, and you got some great technology to offer. And kind of what's kind of revolving the theme here is kind of delivering the Omni experience to credit unions rather than the Omni channel of a couple of years ago. Now it's the Omni experience. So tell us briefly about Mahalo Banking and the Omni experience. Alan, Denny, whoever wants to go first.
Yeah, I'll start a little bit with the company, Mahalo,
sure.
Itself. You know, we came together, Denny and I have known each other for over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
We're credit union people. You know, we met at credit unions. I was University of Michigan Credit Union for 22 years.
Oh, wow.
And Denny and I, we were actually founders. I brought Denny on the committee for the Scimitar Midwest Users Group, the first user group that Scimitar built out. And so through collaboration over the years, we've stayed in contact. Denny has been with several credit unions, and on the other side, the vendor side, we've collaborated for years. And through one of the things that we've shared is a lack of, you know, the technology in the digital banking platform. And so we've been talking about that for years. And about 2 years ago, we came together and said, we can do something for the overall industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why Mahalo was founded, was to help out the credit union, financial industry. We won't limit ourselves to credit unions,
sure,
exclusively down the road. But right now we're focused on credit unions 100%.
Okay.
We have that experience. And as you know, the credit union industry was built on niche markets, you know,
yeah,
a small little, you know, that's why there's 5,000 plus credit unions in the country. But through contraction, you know, it's coming down. And one of those reasons is technology, where smaller asset size credit unions can't afford good technology. That should not be. Technology is an equalizer. You know, it's supposed to make everyone equal. So
right,
what we're doing, one of our models with Mahalo, is to provide a Class A product at appropriate pricing for all asset size credit unions. We want all asset size credit unions to be able to keep up with the big banks and even beat them through our collaboration efforts.
Okay. Yeah, tell me about the collaboration efforts. Yeah, go ahead, Denny. I'm sorry.
And speaking to the all asset size credit unions, you know, very interesting. You know, a month ago, you know, we're working with a multi-billion-dollar credit union, you know, discussing what they need to do and everything. And, you know, we get a call and we get something from just a little bit under a $2 million credit union with 560, 600 members, really looking for something to really start growing their credit union. They're a pretty new charter, you know, they're young, but they're in that aspect that they need to grow now.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking to many providers, and many providers just aren't willing to really help a
right,
credit union,
yeah,
that size. Mm-hmm. Or if they are, they're willing to give them something where their members can check balances and maybe do transfers. But those 500, 600 credit union members are just as important as the other 150,000 credit union members at the other institution.
Right on.
So it's important that all these credit unions can really benefit from a great product.
Yeah, yes. I can tell you, when Denny and I got off that call with that small asset size credit union, we were just as excited as some of our multi-billion-dollar engagements that we have, because we want to help. That's what we're here to do, is to help out credit unions.
Well, and this says a lot about you guys too, because I mean, because you guys, you cover the gamut.
You've been in this industry for a long time. It gets in your blood.
Yeah.
You love it. You know,
yeah.
I mean, when you're 25 plus years into it, you know, helping people is what it's all about, whether you're in a credit union helping others or whether you're on the vendor side helping out the whole industry. And that's why we think we can be impactful with a really appropriate price Class A product. And when you talk about Omni experience,
yeah, yeah,
brought that up, we actually coined that because, you know, we've been, again, on the industry side here in Omnichannel, everybody saying Omnichannel for years and years and years. Omnichannel just means that the product will work on a different device.
Right.
It doesn't mean that experience is good.
True,
you know,
true.
I'm serious. You know, I mean, it's sometimes it's a crappy experience, but it still runs on this phone. That's
right.
Great. What we've done is we've taken it, and so the experience is most important to us. And Denny, the design team, and our developers, we're developing simultaneously across all platforms, so the experience is seamless throughout. All the transactions, all the processing, all the functionality is the same across all platforms. Lessens the stress of your members, because now they can use the product without having to call your contact center or something and find out how to use it. Mm-hmm. It's seamless across all of them. So that's really where the Omni experience differs from the Omni channel experience.
Yeah, and working with the team, you know, everybody makes mistakes and they get better and better and better. And what we've really found out is looking at every feature holistically throughout all the apps, throughout the websites and everything, really allows us to create an experience that fits and flows through all of those channels. And that's the nice thing. It's not, you know, I don't go to online banking and can do a transfer, and I can do one on mobile just as fine. But if it's different, it still causes confusion. And that's what we really try to do, is make everything that the member goes through the exact same on mobile and online. The screen differences, you know, the sizes are differences. There's nuances for iOS devices and Android devices. So we do write native applications to really help, you know, the credit union members. They, you know, it shortens that learning curve for that new app because they're used to very specific nuances on their phone.
Yeah, it's that familiarity that kind of builds that trust. You know, it's like, hey, oh, this looks familiar. It looks just like it does on the website. It looks the same on my phone. So there's that familiarity builds the trust for sure. I want to step back a little bit because you have a couple of well-known technology folks here within the industry, and Jim Stickley, SOS's Jim Stickley, and Q-Tech's Ron Murray. Can you tell us how you guys are working with them? Because they're on your board, right?
Well, yeah, they actually, you know, they're more than on our board. Okay. When we were first founding the company, we reached out to Stickley and Murray because we've known them, again, being in the industry for many years. Yeah. We reached out to get some advice and thoughts on what we were going to do. And one of the things is they told us is that they saw the same void and lacking of technology in this area. And they had actually thought about partnering themselves and building out a product. And we started collaborating and talking, they said, let's go this route. They can still do their day job, so to speak, and also contribute to us. And it's way more than being on the board. I mean, the security is not an afterthought in our product. Mm-hmm. It's built right in. Jim has been working with the team in terms of developing security throughout. And Ron has more or less been on the service side and the rollout and everything, because he's done consulting for years.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you want to talk a little bit more about the security aspect that we're building in.
Yeah, I mean, one of the cool things about it is, you know, creating native applications, we have the ability to harness a little bit more security-wise. You know, every layer that you continue to put in applications just opens up an opportunity for an attack, right? You know, browser apps can be a little bit more risky because of Trojans and other attacks like man-in-the-middle, man-in-browser protection. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the cool things that we've done with Jim, is really work with him to build some of these things into our product. Man-in-the-middle, man-in-browser attacks protection, you know, we really have some ways to thwart that. We have live file integrity monitoring. So we do a lot of things on the back end security-wise. And talking to Jim, you know, one of his big reasons for getting involved in this and being, an owner of this company with us was not just to build another mobile and online banking app. You know, anybody can do that. But he really saw it as a need to start from the ground up, include security and everything, to really protect members, to protect credit unions from would-be cyber criminals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of that out there. And it's good to have Jim and Ron kind of in your back pockets for that expertise and the experience as well. So you guys got a good team there for sure.
Good team. We feel like we put together, you know, with our, I didn't mention Dan Domek, I believe he's one of the best digital developers there is on the market. Mm-hmm. With him and Stickley and Murray, and then us two rummies here a little bit on the side, we think we have a really, really good team to help out credit unions.
Awesome.
And Ron, you know, he really brings and really hammers home that service first mentality that we do here. You know, we're not a technology company. We have phenomenal technology, and like Alan said, one of the best API programmers there's available. But what we are is we're a service first organization that delivers phenomenal technology and security.
And that's what credit unions, the differentiator with credit unions, it's that service aspect that they give to their members. And we lived that. We were on the side of credit unions for years and years and years. So we bring that over here. We're not just some technology guys coming out and saying, hey, fintech, that's a lot of money out there. We can do some cool things, and not really knowing how to apply the service aspect. So that's where we differentiate a little bit.
Yeah. If you're entering the credit union market, you better have your service stuff in line, because that's what they do best and they know it. And so if you're not.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that, you know, that we've learned and what we've really done with Jim and Ron is that, you know, security can't be the overriding factor and make the experience not as good, nor can a great experience over, you know, lack security and make security not as good. So, you know, with those two guys, they've really created a great problem for us to solve. How do you make the most secure app for your members while still giving them a great, simple user experience?
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it. Love it. Okay, so how do you guys see Mahalo benefiting credit unions today and then in the long term? Because it sounds like you guys have set up pretty well for right now. But as we know, technology changes in the blink of an eye. So how do you guys see it going into the long term as well?
Well, again, fortunately for us, you learn off of others' mistakes or issues. You know, you want to build a better mousetrap or make something better, basically. So what we're doing is we're coming out with a really great core product with a foundation on new architecture, new programs, and we're doing it modular and scalable. So we're not going to run into legacy issues. That's one of the things with some of our competitors is they have this legacy system out there that's built, and it's tough to adjust and not be able to be nimble and flexible and change to new technology. Mm-hmm. The way that we've designed it and built it out is that it's more modular in terms we can buckle new things in, scale things in as the technology dictates. So we're going to be able to keep pace at a far better rate than anyone else. And we just want to be able to do that for the future.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing, you know, we're a Scrum Agile shop for development methodology. So really having that where we take everything we do and put it back into our company and look at things and do a retro meeting, retrospective. What did we do well? What didn't we do well? We really take that as a way to really not form legacy issues. You know, what do we do this time? How can we not create an issue that's going to be legacy later on?
Yeah, and one of the other things about our original design is we spent a lot of time, probably over six to eight months, building the foundation of the back end of the product. And that's something that a lot of people don't talk about that we're hearing, again, in the industry. They're all talking about the shiny front end. You know, everybody's got the car that's got a nice paint job and everything, but there's no real good engine under the hood. And we do, the Omni experience is awesome. It's a very nice product and it's pleasing and everything. Mm-hmm. But our back end that you don't see, the integration with the core is key. Because the core is where all the data is. The core has everything. It houses everything, and it should. Mm-hmm. We're using that. We're integrating with that so that we have a very, very powerful product for better data analytics and the whole process. An example, how many accounts do we have?
Yeah, and that's the great thing is being able to use that. You know, that's where Dan comes in and his knowledge of the credit union industry, knowledge of API and programming and systems, just making things efficient. You know, we can log into an account that has over 100 shares and loans on it and 150,000 transactions. We can hit a login in that and in 3 seconds have all that information. So that's pretty good. You know, I mean, it's great to be able to be that efficient in the app itself. Mm-hmm.
Indeed. All right, let's get down to kind of the overall picture here. What are your goals with Mahalo working with credit unions? Obviously, world domination would be wonderful, but let's be realist here. So what are your goals right now?
We want to disrupt the industry. And everybody uses that term disrupt, but you know, we want to provide a Class A product at an appropriate, affordable price. Because right now, there's a lot of credit unions out there. There's some decent products out there. They can't even afford them. You know, they would go out of business to be able to get that product. Right. That should not be the case. So we want to disrupt the industry because we want to provide price competitiveness. Right now, let's force some of the competitors down in pricing or whatever. I mean, there's plenty of room out there. There's 5,000 credit unions out there. We can't take them all. Mm-hmm. Neither can a bunch of others. But the more competition, as you know, is better for the community. So what we want to do is we want to come in with a great product and provide it and basically build the standard for what all the others need to live up to in terms of the deliverables, the Omni experience, the pricing, the rollout, and the continued service to the clientele. That's what our goal is.
Yeah, and the other thing I would just add to that real quick is, you know, you look at the landscape of the banking credit unions, you know, I mean, the big banks and banks in general, you know, they control 90% of the assets out there. And really what we need to do is really help credit unions close that gap. They shouldn't always be competing with each other because the market out there is the big bank. So if we can help that $1.5, $2 million credit union compete and go from 500 members to 5,000 members, it's just really helps the credit union industry grow.
Yeah, I think what you guys are doing is, I mean, when you can help the smaller, obviously the bigger credit unions are great and they got the resources and you're helping them out. But when you can step back and help out the smaller credit unions, I think that makes our industry that much stronger from top to bottom. And it just makes us a more solid industry. So absolutely. I think what you guys are doing is fantastic, especially for the smaller ones.
I think, and I think like under $200 million, you know, an assets of credit union is really the largest percentage of credit unions we have. They're the ones that can't afford the products to compete with the large banks.
Yeah, indeed.
But again, we're not focused. We're focused on all asset side. Sure. We're getting as much interest from big credit unions now.
Oh, sure.
Because, again, there's a need. There's a void for this type of enhanced, improved service. We saw, you know, a couple of years ago, we did a review when we were looking at the company and the market for it. The average ratings for online and mobile apps was pretty good, 4, 4.5, because everybody was new. You could get onto your phone.
Sure.
Now that review has gone down to like 2 because they expect more.
Yep.
The consumer, the member expects more, and that's what we provide. We everything that you can do to the core, you can do it from your phone with our system, and that's what we want to provide to all credit unions.
Yeah, everyone's looking to provide that Amazon experience, you know, across all channels. So that's what it sounds like. That's what you guys are doing. Last question here, gentlemen. Where can we find out more about Mahalo Banking in the meantime? Where do we go?
You know, you can definitely go to our website, find out more about us at mahalobanking.com. You know, you can request more information there, ask for a demo. You can upload RFP documents if you're interested in having us come there. But you can also follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook. We know we're trying to be more active on social media and really engage with the members out there.
Good stuff. Well, we'll put all that stuff in the show notes so people can get right to you and follow you and give you a shout out to find out some more information about you guys. Well, thanks guys.
Great.
Alan, Denny, this is awesome. Congratulations on success already, and I look forward to some more big things from you guys. Well done.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.